من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك. مولاي صلِّ وسلِّم دائماً أباداً على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أبانا مولده عن طيب عنصره، يا طيب مبتدأ منه ومختتم. يوم تفرس فيه الفرس أنهم، يوم تفرس فيه الفرس أنهم، قد أنذروا بحلول البؤس والنقام. مولاي صلِّ وسلِّم دائماً أباداً على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. وبات إيوان كسرى وهو منصديع كشمل أصحاب كسرى غير ملتئم. وبات إيوان كسرى وهو منصديع كشمل أصحاب كسرى غير ملتئم. والنار خامدة الأنفاس من أسف، والنار خامدة الأنفاس من أسف. عليه والنهر ساهي العين من سدم. مولاي صلِّ وسلِّم دائماً أباداً على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. وساء ساوة أن غاضت بحيرتها، ورد واردها بالغيظ حين ظمي. وساء ساوة أن غاضت بحيرتها، ورد واردها بالغيظ حين ظمي. مولاي صلِّ وسلِّم دائماً أباداً على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
جزاكم الله مولي محمد اكرام. اللهم زيد فزيد. الله grant you a nice beautiful voice. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد. اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, and all the people that are listening to the program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tonight, inshallah, we shall do the summarized version of the fourth chapter of Qasida Burda. The fourth chapter of Qasida Burda is titled Mawladun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the blessed birth of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The fourth chapter comprises of 26 poems. And inshallah, we shall give a summarized version of at least 12 poems from the 26 poems that deal with the core issues of the fourth chapter. The birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most important event of this world. There was no event before the birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that was as important as the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And till the day of Qiyamah, there'll never be an event important as the birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is as though the world was created because of the birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to exemplify the purity and the tahara of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's for that reason Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even mentioned, Bu'istu ana was-sa'atu kahatayn. I've been sent just before Qiyamah, and different between me and Qiyamah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presented with these two fingers, that just as there's a difference between these two fingers, that is a difference between me and Qiyamah. Once I have come into the world, the purpose, the aim, and the objective of the creation of the world has come to an end. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born in the month of Rabiul Awwal. It was on a Monday. There are differences of opinion on the actual date of the birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. According to some historians, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born on the 9th of Rabiul Awwal. And according to other historians, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. Most of the historians and academics are of the opinion that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born on the 9th of Rabiul Awwal. According to the Gregorian calendar, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born on the 20th of April 571. When we analyze the timing of the birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every aspect of the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicates hope and positivity. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, it was the season of spring. In winter, everything is dry and dead. No life in winter. And after winter, spring, everything is fresh and there's life in everything. Likewise, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born at the time of Subah Sadiq, and some of them have also calculated the time at 4:30 a.m. in the morning. That is the time of Subah Sadiq, the break of dawn. At the darkness of the night, there is negativity, there's darkness, no life. But at Subah Sadiq, at the break of dawn, now the darkness converts into light. Soon the sun is going to rise and it creates that feeling of positivity and hope. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming into this world was every sign of positivity and hope for mankind. And most importantly, to eliminate kufr and shirk. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala refers to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran Kareem as Noor. Akhrijna min al-zulumati ila Noor. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the people out from darkness. Darkness of kufr and shirk, and took them into Noor and took them into light. And the timing of the birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicates everything about positivity and hope. In the poems that we are going to do, Allama Busairi rahmatullahi refers to the various miracles that took place just before the birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The ulama explain that there are three types of miracles. One is a mu'jiza, a miracle that is performed by the Prophet himself. The other is a karamat. A karamat is a miracle that is performed by the awliya, by the pious people. Not the Nabi of Allah, but by pious people. And then there is another type of miracle which is called irhas, with a sword. It means foundation. And this refers to all those unique incidents that took place prior to the birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as an indication from Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to put the foundation of the birth of the coming of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into the world. So Allama Busairi would refer to at least four miracles, four irhas, four unique incidents that took place prior to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming to the world. He will also refer to some of the mu'jizat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, in the first two couplets, Allama Busairi states, أَبَانَ مَوْلِدُهُ عَمْ طِيبِ عُنْصِرِهِ يَا طِيبَ مُبْتَدِئٌ مِّنْهُ وَمُخْتَتِمِ. The meaning of it is that the birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has exposed. The birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has enabled the people to see, to witness the pure origin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the purity of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter Allama Busairi says, how pure is the beginning of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how pure is the ending of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In these couplets, Allama Busairi states that we could have only witnessed the perfection of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the purity of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only if Allah has created him and made him come into the world. Without which, we would never have known the purity of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, in the next few four couplets, Allama Busairi refers to two miracles that took place just before the birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is, he says in these words, يَوْمٌ تَفَرَّسَ فِيهِ الْفَرُسِ أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ أُنذِرُوا بِحُلُولِ الْبُؤْسِ وَالنِّقَمِ وَبَاتَ إِيوَانُ كِسْرَى وَهُوَ مُنْسَدِعٌ كَالشَّمْلِ أَصْحَابِ كِسْرَى غَيْرَ مُلْتَئِمِ. He refers to the Persian Empire. The night Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, just the night before that, the Persian Empire, it was, or the Persian, the palace of the Persian people, or the palace of Kisra, it was 100 meters high. It had 14 pillars, powerful pillars, and it took them 90 years to build that palace. There was no reason for that palace and the pillars of the palace to fall. But suddenly the night before the birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all those pillars had cracks and they were about to fall. This is irhas, a miracle indication from the side of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that kufr, shirk, fire worship and all the forces of batil is now going to come to an end. And then he likens this with another example saying that just as the palace of Kisra broke down and it crumbled, he says, just like the army of Abraha. We know the incident of Abraha, that he came with a huge powerful army to break down the Kaaba Sharif. And Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent down birds that attacked the army of Abraha and destroyed them. So just as Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala destroyed the army of Abraha, the Persian Empire also was completely destroyed. Then Allama Busairi then refers to another two miracles. One is the miracle of the fire, one is the miracle of the water. The Persian people used to worship fire. And they used to kindle the fire for almost 1,000 years. They had special systems in place to ensure the fire remains burning. But suddenly, for no apparent reason, with all the systems in place upon the birth of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just before that, the fire started going off all by itself. Again, it was an indication that the days of fire worshipping had come to an end. Now the days of Tawheed, worshipping Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, will commence. And then he also refers to the water of the Euphrates. The Persian people, they had the temples around the Euphrates. Fire worship. And suddenly the water of the Euphrates started getting dry. And all the temples that were around there, they started getting abandoned. There was no point for them to live around the Euphrates when there's no water in the Euphrates. So he says that وَالنَّارُ خَامِدَةُ الْأَنْفَاسِ مِنْ أَسَفٍ وَالنَّهْرُ سَاهِ الْعَيْنِ مِنْ سَدَمٍ. The fire refers to the fire of the Persian people which they used to worship. It took a deep breath out of regret. It's as though the fire now, you take a deep breath, is going to go off out of regret that it can't remain, remain burning all that, anymore. And the stream that refers to a stream or the river of the Euphrates, it had sleepless eyes because of sadness. In other words, that the fire has come to an end, the water also has come to an end. Again, miracles indicating to people, these were signs from the side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that open up your eyes, understand why these incidents are taking place. Allah has given aqal, Allah has given intelligence, and when incidents take place, they don't take place just like that. There's a reason behind it, why these incidents are taking place. And now, he then refers to another two more incidents. One is the incidence of the jinnats. In the pre-Islamic era, the jinnats used to go up toward the skies. They should steal information from the sky, the information that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala used to give wahi to the, used to give instruction to the angels. The shayateen used to go on top, steal information and give it to a fortune teller. But upon the birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala appointed malaika and even the stars, that whenever the shayateen go on top to steal information, the angels and the stars would pelt the shayateen. Again, this was a miracle. This never happened for millions of years. The shayateen used to go on top and steal information. What unique incident happened that now they are being prohibited from going up toward the skies? So, Allama Busairi says, وَالْجِنُّ تَحْتِفُ وَالْأَنْوَارُ سَاتِعَةٌ وَالْحَقُّ يَظْهَرُ مِنْ مَعْنَى وَمِنْ كَلِمِي. That the jinnat were shouting, the noor of haqq was getting brightened, and haqq here refers to the Qur'an-i-Kareem are now exposing its words and exposing its meanings. And then, in the last two poems, he referred to that when the shayateen used to be pelted with the stars, he says that they were falling down in the ground. وَبَعْدَمَا عَيَنُوا فِي الْأُفُقِ مِنْ شُهُبٍ أَوْ أَسْكَرْ بِالْحَصَى مِنْ رَاحَتَيْهِ رَمِيَا. He refers to an incident like how the shayateen were pelted with the stars. He gives an incident, refers to incident of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Battle of Badr. In the Battle of Badr, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam took some sand in his hand and he threw it in the direction of the enemies and he said, Shahatil wujuh. May you be destroyed. And the effect of that sand, or the effect of the pebble was such that it went in the eyes of the enemies, and that it was a miracle, a mu'jizah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that led to the defeat of the enemies in the Battle of Badr. So just as the enemies in the Battle of Badr turned away the shayateen from the skies, also were turned away from the earth. And then in the very last two couple of couplets, Allama Busairi Rahmatullah Ali says that when those pebbles, they were in the hands of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and thrown on the enemies, to obviously the pebbles being in the hands of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is as though they made tasbih. The fact that those pebbles are in the hands of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so that automatic self is a tasbih. And those pebbles on which that were in the hands of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when it was thrown to enemies, it was as though it made tasbih. And then he gave the example, نَبْزًا بِهِ وَهُوَ تَسْبِيحٌ بِبَطَنِهَا نُبْزًا نُسَبِّحُ مِنْ إِحْتَشَابِ مُلْتَقِمِ. Give the example that just as Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, who was in the belly of the fish, he was swallowed by the fish with the order of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and whilst he was in the darkness of the belly of the fish, darkness of the night, darkness of the ocean, so much of darkness, and in the darkness of the belly of the fish, he makes this zikr, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. He makes the zikr, and because of the zikr, how he was thrown out from the belly of the fish, in the same manner, the pebbles that were in the Mubarak hand of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is as though they also made zikr and was thrown towards the enemies. And all these examples, Allama Busairi gives it, just to show that how the shayateen were also thrown away from the skies upon the birth of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to protect haqq, to protect wahi, so that the truth and authentic information could come upon the ummah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just summarizing everything here, there's just two lessons I want to share with you. Allama Busairi says that the Persian people, they did not take heed to the various miracles that were taking place. And even fortune tellers, they believed in fortune tellers that you were referring to it. Fortune tellers also told to them that, listen, there's some unique incident going to take place. So they did not even listen. And they carried on with the fire worshipping. Had they listened, had they taken heed, then they would have got hidayat. From this we understand a very important lesson. The outstanding feature of a mu'min, of a believer, is to listen. It is mentioned in the books of hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he took bay'at, allegiance from the sahaba, bay'ana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala sam'u wa ta'a. We took bay'at on the hand of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to listen and to obey. If a person listens, then he'll obey. If a person listens, he'll get tawfiq. If a person listens, he will go in the right direction. But if a person does not listen, that is the attitude of the kuffar. Where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speak about the outstanding quality of the believers in the Quran al-Kareem, he says, sami'na wa ata'na. We listen, we obey. But for the kuffar, Allah says, sami'na wa asayna. The kuffar used to say, we listen, but we disobey. In other words, you don't listen with the intention of obeying. And Allah speaks about the inmates of the fire of Jahannam. They will be asked, why you people were here? Why you people are in Jahannam? So they will say that had we only listened, we would not have been here. So from this we understand the one quality we should create in us is to listen. Anybody tell any haqq, our elderly people, senior people, ulama, or anyone that tells you anything right, don't follow your nafs, don't follow your desires, do whatever is the correct and the right thing to. And sometimes when you hear the haqq and you just abandon the haqq, you don't listen, we put our own self into trouble, difficulty and hardships. The second lesson that I want to share with you is, Allama Busairi refers to that the pebbles that were in the Mubarak hand of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is as though it made tasbih, and it was thrown toward the enemies, and it had an impact. From this end, he refers to like the tasbih of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam in the belly of the fish. Every one of us, we go to halat in life, We go to challenges in life. We go to difficulties. We adopt all asbab and means of this world to address our problems and difficulties. That is something we should do. Because this world is a world of asbab, is a world of means. We should adopt our means. But apart from that, our aqidah and our belief is that we adopt means, but Allah is the one that put effect in the means that we adopt. Whatever we do, we can adopt the means. We don't rely on our skill. We don't rely on our intelligence. We rely on Almighty Allah Tabarakata putting effect in the means that we do. And that is why it is very important for us adopt means and then turn to Allah Tabarakata, make zikr. And when we make zikr, Almighty Allah Tabarakata put barakah in the means that we adopt. That's why Almighty Allah Tabarakata emphasized so much in the Quran al-Kareem to make zikr. In one ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, Allah says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In the creation of the sky and the earth, in the alternating of the day and the night, there are signs for intelligent people. And we look at it. The darkness of the night came, but few hours before it was brightness of the day. Who changed it? We look at the sky, we look at the earth, and we ponder, we wonder, who created it? It's not difficult for us to understand the power and the greatness of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And then Allah defines who are the intelligent ones. الَّذِينَ يَسْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Intelligent people are those people that make the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Every posture, قِيَامًا, standing, قُعُودًا, seated, وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ, even if we're lying down, resting, even at that time your heart and mind is with Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That's a clever person, intelligent person. Allah tells in the Quran al-Kareem, فَاسْكُرُونِي أَسْكُرْكُمْ. You make my zikr, I will think about you. When a person is sitting in the world and making zikr, you're not here in the world, Allah is also thinking about you and making your zikr in the heavens. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, a person that makes zikr is like the person that is alive. The person that does not make zikr is like a dead person. Very, very important for us to inculcate. And in order to create sukoon in our life today, so common, everybody is taking antidepressants. Taking so many different type of tablets just to get your sleep. Or to probably numb your body and so forth. The easy solution, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those people, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. When you make the zikr of Allah, sincerely, honestly, you're directing your heart to Allah. Heart and soul is in the greatness of Almighty Allah. Whilst making the zikr, you get a totally different feeling. No tablet can give you that kind of feeling. That's a feeling of attaching yourself to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that is a real high. And it's not only high in terms of the high of the tablets, it takes you right by the arsh of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. You feel that closest. Sukoon, itminan you get. And therefore, we should take out some time, morning, evening. One is that normal type of zikrs that you make, but one is concentrated zikr, 10, 15 minutes, morning, evening, direct your heart to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and make the concentrated zikr. Our Shaykh Adam Mufti Mahmud Hasan Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali used to advise, 3 tasbihats we should make. As soon as we should take bath, and after bath he should tell us that before that the position of making zikr and jahri, he would advise on making 3 forms of zikr. The first is that we should be making that istighfar. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa wal hayyul qayyum. Lots of barakat in istighfar. And the second is durood sharif. And the third is the third kalima. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. The 3 tasbihat, anytime in the morning, anytime in the evening, but with full concentration. And after making the zikr, lift up your hand for 1 minute or 2 minutes and make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And when a person make the zikr of Allah and you make dua at that time, your dua after zikr is definitely mustajab. Definitely accepted. There's no doubt. And how can we doubt that? When Allah says us in the Quran al-Kareem, فَاسْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You make my zikr, I will think about you. Now you made the zikr of Allah and you're asking Allah, where Allah won't accept the dua? May Allah grant us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Mawlana Muhammad Akhtar will come and read the durood for us, inshallah.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة، صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواج أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وعلى اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد، وصل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء، وأعد الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته، وجزي عنا ما هو أهله، وجزي أفضل ما جزيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته، وصلي على جميع إخواني من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صلي على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صلي على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صلي علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. الحمد لله حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل وأصحاب سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام، ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت، اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم اغفر لنا، اللهم ارحمنا، اللهم اجعلنا من الهادين، اللهم اجعلنا من الصالحين، اللهم اجعلنا من المهتدين، اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم، سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل اسم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرتا، لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرتا، ولا هما إلا فرجتا، ولا دينا إلا قضيتا، ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها، يا أرحم الراحمين. Oh my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, most beautiful Allah, most tolerant Allah. Oh my Allah, forgive each and every guna and each and every sin of ours. Allah, we are sinful. Allah, we are drowning in sins. Oh Allah, with every part and every limb of our body we have committed guna and sins. Allah, we have immersed ourselves in sins. Allah, we are sorry, oh Allah, for the wrong that we have done. Make Allah for every wrong that we have committed, my Kareem Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us for the sin that we have committed over our eyes. We have seen haram, O Makarim Allah, and we had hurt and endangered our iman. Allah, with our ears we have heard wrong and we have caused weakness in our iman. We have spoken lies and we have spoken bad ghibat. We have backbited with our tongues, O Makarim Allah. We have spoken lies, O Makarim Allah. Allah, we feel ashamed for the wrong that we have done. O Allah, cleanse us and purify us. Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, O Makarim Allah. O Allah, cleanse and purify us. Make us pure from guna, O Makarim Allah. O Allah, you are Rahim and Kareem, O Allah. Make us maaf for every sin of ours. Forgive our mothers, forgive our fathers, forgive our brothers, forgive our sisters. O Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, from the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those people that are ill and sick, you grant them complete and mukammal shifa. Those people that are going through any challenges of life, oh Allah, among all the people that are present here, all the people that are listening, ya Allah, and from the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever is going through any problems and difficulty, the hardships, oh my Kareem Allah, you know the difficulties, you know the challenges, you know the hardships. Allah, you know what their wishes and desires are. Rahim and Kareem Allah, you remove the difficulty and hardship. Grant sukoon, chain, khair, barakat, afiyat to every one of us, O Makarim Allah. O Makarim Allah, the greatest thing we want, ya Allah, is that we want you from you, Allah. O Allah, if we got you, we got everything else. Allah, if we got everything in the world, but we don't have you, we don't have ta'alluq with you, we don't have inabat towards you, we don't have rujoo towards you, Allah, then we got nothing, O Makarim Allah. Allah, fill and make our hearts abad with your zikr. Allah, fill our heart with your zikr. Allah, fill our heart with your love and your muhabbat and your remembrance. Allah, remove ghayrullah from our heart. Allah, remove our nafs and the shaitan. Oh Allah, nafs and shaitan has attacked us so badly, O Makarim Allah, that we have become victims of the nafs and shaitan. Allah, safeguard us and protect us. Allah, if you don't protect us, then Allah, then nobody can protect us. Allah, but if you protect us, then nobody can harm us, O Makarim Allah. Oh Allah, help us and assist us to get closer to you. Ya Allah, change the compass and the direction of our lives. Oh Allah, grant us tawbat and nasuha, sincere tawbah. Allah, with the time come for our mouth, O Makarim Allah, you grant us, oh Allah, a very respectable and honorable mode. Keep us away from bad and evil mode or disgraceful mode, O Makarim Allah. O Allah, all those people that are passed away, put noor in the qabr. Elevate their status, grant them jannatul firdaus. Make them manzil toward the qabr and akhirat, O Makarim Allah. Easy and asan, O Makarim Allah. O Makarim Allah, ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah when we stand before you, you take asan hisab from us. Do not scrutinize us, O Makarim Allah. O ya Allah, you have raham and karam upon us. Grant us, grant our family, grant our near dear ones, all those people that are passed cast away all the people that are alive from the Ummat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Out of the infinite grace of mercy, grant everyone of us enters into Jannatul Firdaus, Ummat Kareem Allah. O Allah, grant us the close and the rifaqat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Jannah. Grant us the tawfiq and hidayat, O Allah, to practice on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Forgive us for our weakness and shortcoming. O Allah, for not practicing on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah, accept this majlis, Ya Allah, and put in our heart, O Makarim Allah, the true love for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali wa ashabi Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.